I've often wondered where some people get the ideas for naming their babies. When doing our Bible study on the book of Genesis, we were constantly noting in the Begets and other family genealogies found there that some of the names were rather regular, while others were absolutely weird. If you want a funny name for a kid, go to the book of Genesis. You'll find more than you could ever ask for. From my elementary years through my high school years, I had a friend with what we would all thought, at least at the time thought, was a funny name. Unlike the Davids and Johns and Susans and Carols, this person's name was unique to her. Say David in the classroom back then, you might get three or four responses. Same for Sarah and for Susan and for Samantha. But not this person's name. Her name was Faith. Now, Faith is a lovely name. It's actually a little more common than most might think. It's ranked 121st among baby names in 2018. That's 1,000 out of every million babies. 1,000 babies out of every million babies is named Faith. Back in 2001, it was even more popular. About 3,000 babies out of every million were named Faith. But when I was growing up, it was a very unusual name. When I looked it up, it said that only 300 to 400 babies out of every million was named Faith. So it was a very unusual name. Sadly, as you might expect, we were all rather mean to her. We called her Little Faith and No Faith and Blind Faith and other types of phrases and terms, and she took it all with stride. But it got worse because of her last name. Now, wait for it. Her last name is Hope. In other words, her parents named her Faith Hope. In later years, my curiosity got the better of me. And I asked Faith why her parents named her that. And she told me that her dad's name was Nolan Oliver Hope, which it means in the initials N-O Hope. And in the military, he was teased mercifully for being no hope. So he wanted his daughter to have a name that bespoke the love of God, so he named her Faith. And that's when I got to learn her full name. Her full name was Faith Ann Hope. Oh, and she was a beautiful, beautiful child of God, a beautiful young woman. She was bright, she was happy, she was always positive. Her name described her, Faith and Hope. Faith, Hope, it describes who she is and was. She was the first girl I ever dated, and even though I didn't last for very long, we remained friends all throughout my high school years. And then, of course, as is the case with most of us, I lost touch with Faith after graduating from high school. And thanks to the miracles of Facebook, I came back into contact with her not too long ago, several years ago. And we were sharing our lives together, you know, through the magic of Facebook. And I got to share some things I learned about her name in Greek class, in the study of the New Testament. The Greek word, I told her online, I said, the Greek word for faith is pistis. The Greek word for hope is elpis. Hear that sound, that pistis, elpis, that sound, peace means trust. Her name is the same, both first and last, with different aspects of it. One is faith, the other is hope, and they're both two sides of the same theological coin. Without faith, you can have no hope. Without hope, your faith is meaningless. That's what Paul is saying here in the letter to the Romans. For in hope you were saved. Now, hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Now, this is one of those passages that has always screamed for amplification. After all, I thought faith saves us. I thought grace saves us. I thought Jesus saves us. and correct. Those are all true. The King James renders this as, by hope we are saved, but that's a bad translation. It's a bad rendering of the dative case. Actually, it should be not by hope, but in hope, in the midst of hope, surrounded by hope, typified by hope, characterized by hope, in hope. In hope, we were saved. That's, by the way, a past tense. It's an aorist past tense, which means that it takes place in the past. Salvation occurs in the past. It's a done event. It's not something that's still happening, although its implications for us are current and future. It happens in the past with Jesus on the cross, with Jesus in his resurrection, with Jesus in his incarnation, with Jesus in his presence with us. Salvation occurs. And it speaks and impacts us today. How? In hope we were saved. Hope that is seen is not hope. We have the hope of full salvation. We have the hope of what Methodists call sanctification. We have faith. We have salvation. We have the experience of knowing the statement of God, you are forgiven. But we also know that we're still sinners. Each and every one of us in need of perfection. Each and every one of us in need of having sin wiped from our lives. Baptism for the remission of sins. Is that? Unfortunately, because of who and what we are, we still sin. Now, Methodists believe that God over time will transform us slowly and surely, and by God's love working within us, we can become more and more like Jesus wants us to be, more and more perfect in the love of God. But we're still going to be sinners. And our hope is found in seeing within our faith the promise of what Methodists call sanctification, being made perfect in God's love. Not something we can do, something that God does within us. Righteousness, perfection is imputed to us. We don't get it. It's not part of our lives. It's simply declared. You are a child of God. We haven't earned it. We don't deserve it. That's God's grace in action. You are a child of God. But over time, we have the hope, the expectation, the trust, the sure hope that over time, Jesus will change us. Jesus will transform us. Jesus will make us more and more like what God wants us to be, which is perfect in the love of God, perfect in the love of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now, as I said earlier, thanks to Facebook, I've reconnected with Faith. Reestablished my connection with her. We talk, we communicate a lot. She has read some of the stuff I've written. She's watched sermons on the internet. In fact, she's probably watching right now on delayed broadcast, and she's given me permission to tell her story. Thank you, Faith. You've given me permission. Thank you. Because there's more to the story. As in the good old Paul Harvey routine, there is a rest of the story. Faith got married about 25 years ago. And yes, she has a daughter named Mary, by the way. Faith got married 25 years ago. She got married to, wait for it, Saul Lovett. So now she is Faith and Hope Lovett. Don't you just love that? Wow. Talk about an amazing name. Faith and Hope Lovett. May God richly bless all of us in our affirmation of faith, in living by hope, with hope, in hope, knowing that God will perfect us, God will make us more and more and more into the image of His Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. God will make us more and more and more into the image of God's love for us and for others. May we live in that hope and trust in the Holy Spirit of God, that God will transform us, change us, mold us and remake us by hope into that amazing child of God that He promises us to be. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
In your presence, Lord, let me learn at your feet. I will taste the riches of
been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of the First United Methodist Church in Commerce, Texas, and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright 2018 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal, all rights reserved. For more information and for other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at First United Methodist Church, 1709 Highway 24, Commerce, Texas, 75428. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.